So the next time you're going to send him one of these text messages, he's going to ejaculate in his pants. Take out a pencil, take out a notebook, and write this down. You're welcome. Let's start. Hey guys, I'm Bella Benson. Welcome to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy on every Thursday with me. So, it's Wednesday, 12 a.m. and I'm recording the episode right now for today, Thursday. It's funny. I actually already previously recorded the episode for today and it's a bunch of advice that I'm still going to give you, but I realized that I wanted to re-record the intro because I felt like I needed to be honest with you guys. And I do believe that sometimes it is really hard to be honest with yourself, let alone with everyone else. Before we get started, first, I wanted to give a big shout out to all of you. I love you so much. Thank you so much for all your support so far. And also, I know you guys have loved my last solo episode, which was the Dumb Bitch Bootcamp. It was so amazing. And I also got hundreds of messages from girls telling me that after listening to Dumb Bitch Bootcamp, they dumped the fuckboy they were dating or they literally dumped their boyfriend. I got so many messages of girls who dumped their boyfriend after listening to that episode. So if you haven't listened to Dumb Bitch Bootcamp, you totally should to see what the whole hype is about. Today is not going to be another Dumb Bitch Bootcamp episode, unfortunately. But today I am going to answer a lot of your questions from how to sex, what to not say on a first date, ghosting, why it happens, how to get over getting ghosted, whether a boy is into you, and I'll give you a heads up, probably not if you have to ask. How to teach a man a lesson when he's being a dick, how to tell when you finally moved on, how to date after getting a broken heart, and so much more. But before I get started, the reason I finally decided to re-record this intro is because as I was first recording this episode, I feel like I was really faking it and I just wanted to be honest with you guys. And I wanted to just read something to you that I wrote last week in my notes. The reason I wanted to share this with you before I get into the episode is because I want you to know that you're not alone. Quarantine has been really hard for a lot of people, including myself. And it's been really hard for a lot of people who have struggled before with mental health issues, whether it's anxiety or depression. And as much as I try to stay positive, I still have my moments of ups and downs. And I feel like sometimes I get super embarrassed to admit when I'm going through it because I feel like I always have to be strong for everyone else. And it makes me feel embarrassed if I'm not fully okay. It makes me feel embarrassed that how can I sit there and give advice to the rest of the world if I'm not doing okay. I just feel like I constantly have to be strong for everyone else. So a few days ago, I was writing to myself how I'm just not okay mentally right now. I don't know why I keep wanting to cry or what's wrong with me. I don't even know how I'd be able to record this week's episode because I'm the one giving the advice and I'm supposed to be strong for everyone. And here I am breaking down. I feel so embarrassed and so stupid. I feel like I'm the only one that's following the quarantine rules. But at this point, I don't even know anymore if it's me actually following the rules or if I'm actually just super depressed and I don't want to leave my house. Even when people ask me, every day just feels the same. And I feel like this year has completely been ruined for all of us. I'm doing my best to stay positive. I'm allowing myself to cry it out. I cried to my mom the other day. I've tried to pick up exercising again, even though I don't want to, but I'm trying to force myself so I can be in a better mental state. I tried even going to my balcony this week for some sun, aka vitamin D, since that's the only D I'm getting lately. Wow, look at me still making jokes even when I'm depressed. So I'm really trying my best. I just feel guilty right now that I'm not making more of an effort to see people that I care about because I don't even want to see anyone right now because I don't want anyone to see me when I'm struggling or when I'm not my best. So I'm trying to wait it out, but I'm thinking that maybe that day is not going to come. Maybe I'll never be 100%. And I'm wasting all this time when I could be spending it with people that I care about or talking to them because life is short. And I think that one day I'm going to look back and I'm going to regret that I didn't care more and I didn't spend more time with the people that I loved. So anyway, that's what was going on with me last week. I was just holding it all in. And then I was on the phone with my mother a few days ago and we were just talking and then I just got really quiet. And my mom, you know, I feel like your mother just always knows you the best. I got quiet and then my mom's like, do you want to talk about anything? And I was just like, no. And she was looking at me and she just goes, Violeta, you need to cry. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I swear. And she goes, no, you need to cry. Violeta, you need to let it out. You can't be there for everyone else if you're not going to be there for yourself. You're holding too much in. Let it out. And geez, when she said that, I just broke down. I started crying. And I just told her that I feel so embarrassed that I just feel so embarrassed that I'm crying. And, you know, I even feel embarrassed right now doing this podcast. I don't even know if I'm going to leave this part in because it's hard. It's hard to be vulnerable. And it's hard to feel sadness when you have nothing to attach it to. But I'm not going to lie. It's hard for me to not have contact with other people, to have to stay home every single day. It's been hard and I am doing my best, but I do have those down days. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to record this podcast this week because I haven't been my best. But I'm also learning to take time for myself. I'm also learning that I can't be strong for everyone else if I don't take care of my mental health first. So whether it's no longer talking to people that you feel like are bringing you down, whether it's only surrounding yourself with positive energy, whether it's, you know, going out in the sun a little bit more, whether it's exercising, you have to do things that are good for you. And I feel like that's what I've been trying to do. And it's weird, but after talking to my mom, after crying it out with my mom, I felt better. And honestly, after right now, opening up to you guys and explaining that, fuck, I don't even know why I'm crying. I'm not even sad anymore. That's so weird. After even changing my intro right now, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Because I've said this before in my depression episode, that depression is the most exclusive club out there. Because you don't realize how everyone's a part of that club because you feel like you're the only one. And it's not the case. But the minute you open up and you admit that you're going through something, it's no longer your dirty secret. And I feel like it's a weight ends up being lifted off your shoulders. And that's how I feel. I honestly feel relieved just talking about it. So if you're going through it, I just want you to know that you're not alone. This year has been really hard on everyone's mental health, including myself. I'm never gonna take hugging the people that I love for granted again. Like, I miss hugging my mom. I haven't seen my parents in months because I'm too scared to give them anything. No STDs. I'm too scared to give them, you know, COVID if I carry it for whatever reason. Wow. I do feel better after crying. And I hope you can feel better after listening to this. So you know that you're not alone if you're going through it. And you're not always going to have days that are 100%. You're going to have some days that are low and you take those days for yourself. That's what I've learned to do. I honestly feel so much better after I was just honest with you guys. And now we can literally start with the episode. Don't get weirded out by the fact that I'm literally going from crying to now making jokes. It's just who I am as a person. Whew, all right. That was fun. I sure did enjoy crying to all of you. It sure do be like that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And now if you're wondering, V, how are you going to continue this whole episode giving me bomb ass advice if you just cried? Well, guess what, baby? I can be a sad bitch and I can still be a bad bitch. I can do both. It's called multitasking. I got this. I'm still gonna give you some killer advice and you're gonna be thanking me by the end of the episode, okay? So let's go. Let's do this. Big shout out to our first sponsor of the day. It is BetterHelp Online Counseling. I'm a big advocate when it comes to depression, anxiety. I talk about it a lot on this show. And as you know, I've said this before, just the same way that we try to take care of our physical selves, it's just as important to take care of our emotional selves and our mental selves and to check in with ourselves. So if you think you may be depressed or you're feeling anxious, stressed, or overwhelmed, BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who are trained to listen and to help you. Talk with your counselor in a private online environment at your own convenience from wherever you're comfortable. BetterHelp counselors have expertise in a broad range of areas such as anxiety, grief, depression, relationships, difficulty sleeping, LGBT matters, trauma loss, anger, family conflict, self-esteem, and so much more. BetterHelp can give you access to help that may not be available in your area. All you have to do is fill out a questionnaire to help them better assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with your counselor in under 48 hours. They're easy to schedule secure video or phone sessions with your therapist. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages with them. Everything you share is confidential. And then if for whatever reason you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time and no additional charge. Join the 1 million plus people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor. In fact, so many people right now are using BetterHelp that they're currently recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is an affordable option, and our listeners get 10% off of your first month with the discount code TOOTIRED. So get started today at betterhelp.com/TOOTIRED. That's betterhelp.com/TOOTIRED. Talk to a therapist online today and get the help that you need. So the first question goes out to Matthew from London. Matthew asked me, hey, Violet, how come you're still single? Well, Matthew, the reason that I'm still single, I'm actually finally single for the first time in my life. I'm literally dating no one right now. Aside from quarantine depression, I feel like the real reason I'm currently single is because for the first time in my life, I have this thing called standards. Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys heard of it, but everyone should try it. Because once you have standards, that's when you start to realize that before you were just dating anyone, giving them a roof over their head, letting them sleep in your bed, allowing them inside your home, inside your heart, inside of your vagina, inside of your vagine, giving them your energy, giving them your time, giving them your personality. And for what? For 3 seconds of somebody writing you and you don't even come, and then they come on your stomach and then they just throw a towel on you for you to wipe it off yourself, and then they just leave and then they ghost you for 2 days afterwards? No, thank you. Now that I have standards, I finally realize what I deserve. I'm working on being the best version of myself. And with that, I'm going to then attract the best version of someone else into my life. So I'm just waiting for that. Next question. Laura, she asked me about sexting. So this is what Laura said. I just started dating someone. It's super exciting and I really like him. The thing is, he recently started sexting me and I'm feeling the pressure to reciprocate, but I don't know what to say. I suck at this. Can you please help me out? I'm afraid he's going to think I'm boring if I don't start sexting him back ASAP. Okay, so even though I'm terrible at sexting, I decided to create a full-on list of all the things you can say. I literally went out there and did research by asking all my friends on what the best things to say when you're sexting. Take out a pencil, take out a notebook, and write this down. So the next time you're gonna send him one of these text messages, he's going to ejaculate in his pants. You're welcome. Let's start. Should I say this in a sexy voice? Okay, yeah. I already miss choking on your massive cock. I want you coming on my tits right this second. My fingers are so wet from playing with myself, thinking of you. No one fucks me like you do. I want you inside of me so bad right now. I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm sitting in my bed right now, staring at a wall, talking to myself, saying dirty things, and like, I can't take myself seriously. Okay, I'm gonna try again. I'm naked in bed waiting for you. Come over. Come as in C-U-M. Let's go buy some new toys today and experiment. Winky face. This smoothie's good, but your cum is even better. Please don't say that. Ew. Don't lie. I'm so wet just thinking about your hard cock. Ew. I could sex you, but I'd rather show you what I want to do to you. I like that one. Send that one. Your dick is literally perfect. Oh, okay. You know what? I've sent this one before. You've turned me into such a dirty little whore. I can't stop thinking about you. Your cock drives me wild. You don't have to keep using cock. Like, it's totally chill if you want to use dick. Whatever. You know, it's your life. Okay. Your balls, my tongue, my place, now. Have you ever had a wet dream about me? Be honest. I had one about you this morning. My nipples are so hard because I can't stop thinking about you. Oh, I love this one. I love making you come. I can never get tired of fucking you. Oh, I've said that one before, and I meant it. You're the only guy who can make me come that fast. I can feel my pussy getting wetter as I type. I get so horny thinking of you choking me with your strong, big arms while you're inside of me. I hate myself. I can't stop thinking about how sexy you were the other night. When can I make you orgasm again? Fuck that. When can you make me orgasm again? Okay. I hope you enjoyed my sexting tips. I hope you use at least one of them. And now I know what I'm going to atone for on Yom Kippur this Monday for literally making this list. So Moses, please forgive me. Okay, next, Georgia from Italy asked me, I can't tell if he's into me. Well, first of all, Georgia, if you have to ask, then you probably already know the answer. If a man's interested in you, he's gonna make it obvious. You don't have to wonder because he's gonna make it abundantly clear. When a man likes a woman, he'll do anything to get her attention. So stop making excuses for whatever man left you confused that you're up at 2 a.m. Googling love spells with your BFF on how to get him to want you. Like, writing down Kyle 75 times on a piece of paper is not going to make him magically realize that he loves you and show up at your doorstep. Trust me, I've tried it. It's not that he's too busy. It's not that he's too shy. It's not that he's too intimidated. It's not that you did anything wrong to make him angry, that he's going through a tough time right now and needs some space, or whatever other excuse you've told yourself. Trust that inner voice inside yourself that's making you question why you ever even liked him in the first place. If he were into you, baby, you'd know. So the next time you think of hitting him up or he hits you up first just for the attention, ask yourself this. Are you some dirty cum towel that this dude can just use and then throw on the floor until he's done and needs it again? I think not. The answer better be no. So step away from this disaster before your self-esteem is completely non-existent, okay? So Georgia, if you've given it your all and it's still not enough, then you need to learn how to let go. You need to know when it's time to give up on someone and move on before you waste all your time and energy on someone who doesn't deserve you. Remind yourself what a wonderful and unique individual you are and how anyone would be lucky to have you. And then ask yourself why you're wasting your time on someone who doesn't even care to acknowledge how amazing you are. You are more than just a cum towel, okay? So move on and find someone who actually deserves you and your precious time and that WAP. And if you're like, but the dick is too good. First of all, you're lying. He never made you come. Just be honest with yourself. The only reason you came that one time was because you used your vibrator or your own hand, or you were like dreaming about that guy that says like, are you lost, baby girl? You were thinking about him and that's the only reason you kind of came. You probably didn't even come. You just lied to yourself, okay? He's not the best dick you've ever had and you're gonna have better dicks. And sometimes it's okay to take a little break from that dick diet. Maybe step away from that all-you-can-eat dick buffet and just work on yourself for once, baby girl, okay? Like, eat some vegetables, moisturize, get tested because you may have chlamydia. I'm kidding. You don't. But, you know, sometimes you gotta be your own hype woman, your own trap queen for a bit. You gotta love yourself first. You gotta save that WAP for a man that's actually worthy, a man that deserves that wet-ass pussy. So you wanna know how to teach that man that's treating you like shit a lesson? Do nothing. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. The sexiest thing about you shouldn't be that thirst trap you just posted on Instagram to get his attention when he's acting like a dick. It shouldn't be any nudes. That's you rewarding him for bad behavior. The sexiest thing about you should be how quickly you leave him alone. Because men don't learn with words. They learn with silence. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can say to prove your point is nothing at all. Trust me. Next sponsor of the day is HeList. Modern life has made it seem as if living in a constant state of stress, anxiety, and exhaustion is normal. People believe that this is what life requires, but guess what? It's not normal. It's not okay. You shouldn't constantly feel anxious or stressed out or exhausted. It's time to defend our wellness. HeList Naturals is a new 100% natural vegan and clean ingredient CBD-based brand, and it actually works. One thing that makes HeList different from other CBD brands is that HeList has taken the highest quality U.S.-grown organic CBD and blended it with other clinically tested natural ingredients that are known to work with your body to help you find calm without the brain fog, or help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up without any morning grogginess. For example, their sleep drops contain lavender, chamomile, and lemon balm essential oils. Their calm chews contain ashwagandha and L-theanine. HeList products have no THC, so they will not get you high, and all their products are triple lab tested for potency and purity. They publish all their lab tests on their website so you can see exactly where you're getting. For a limited time, HeList is offering a trial size of their best-selling calm and sleep drops for free. Yeah, you heard me, for free. It will last between 5 to 10 days, depending on your personal dosage. So head over to HelixNaturals.com/Violet to sign up and get your free sample today. I'm serious. It's literally free. So go to HelixNaturals.com/Violet to get your free products today. Again, that's HelixNaturals.com/Violet. One time, I think a while back, someone even asked me how to get the man back. The same way you're trying to teach him a lesson with silence is the same way you also can try to get him back, by saying nothing. If a man really wants you, he'll stop at nothing to try to get you. And when you go quiet, that's the only time that really makes a person try to think about what you're saying, because silence is so much louder than words. Silence says everything you wanted to say and so much more. It makes people question what they ever were thinking. And another advice that I have for somebody, Jessica asked me, I think in a DM, she asked me what to do when somebody dumps you. The best advice I've ever given to somebody when you're going through a breakup in the beginning is, aside from giving him silence, is to not react. When a man dumps you, he's already been planning that in his head for a while now. So when it finally happens, he's waiting for you to go crazy. He's waiting for you to react. He's waiting for that validation to make him feel good, and to a validation about why he actually wanted to break up with you. So don't give him that satisfaction. That's why a lot of times women end up being so surprised when they're going through a breakup, because they didn't see it coming, but the man has been thinking about it for a while. He already created his exit plan, which is why when a man breaks up with you, the best thing you can do is to just agree with him. And I didn't say disagree, I said agree. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but trust me. So if it's in person and he's letting you know, allow him to say what he needs to say. But the minute he starts to say all the things you did wrong, that's where you stop him and say, let me stop you right there. Because the man I'm supposed to be with would never speak to me that way. And I will never allow somebody to disrespect me this way. And whoever I'm meant to be with will never think I'm too much and will never have any feedback like this to give me. So that's how I already know that you're probably not the right person for me. I think it's best if we part ways. So A, the advice here is that you do the dumping yourself. So then he'll be like, what the fuck just happened? Or B, you have to interrupt them when they're trying to break up with you if you're telling you that you did anything wrong, because you don't have time for that. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to allow them to put you down, because you're better than that. You're a motherfucking queen, and you got to remember that in your head during a breakup. So the next move during that breakup, agree with them. Be like, you know what? You're right. This isn't working out. We both deserve better. Thank you so much, by the way, for being so brave and having the courage to want to meet up with me. You know, give him a compliment or two. Confuse him. And then this is my friend. She taught me this. So if you guys are meeting up in person, after the whole spiel of whatever I told you to do, my friend told me this, and this is the best advice in the world. Put a timer on your phone to make sure this is no longer than 30 to 45 minutes. And then when that timer beeps, pretend you have something going on after. Even when you don't, you have to cut it short. So you have to be the first one to walk away so you can watch you walk away. So then when the timer goes off after 30 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever you've decided, just be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for this. I respect you so much for deciding to do this in person. Thank you for the feedback. I hope you find what you're looking for. I actually have something after this. It's gonna confuse them so fucking much. It's gonna make them feel like they're not even worth an hour. And it's gonna make them feel like you literally don't even care. It's gonna make them question if they made the right decision breaking up with you. And after that, silence. That's when the silence happens. After that, because they're expecting you to break down, you don't. Nothing changes in the way you've been posting on Instagram. You become more mysterious, so they have no idea what you're up to. So if before you weren't really posting, don't suddenly start posting like you're having the time of your life, because you're not fooling anyone. It's going to be very obvious. You also don't post anything to try to make him jealous, because that's not the point. Just you posting how you're bettering your life and how amazing you are and how like it didn't even affect you. Even if you're crying every single day, he doesn't need to know that. You don't post all your pathetic sad quotes, 50 sad quotes, because trust me, he doesn't give a fuck. And if he does see those quotes, it just makes him feel better that you still miss him. You want him to question why the fuck he ever even broke up with you. You don't text him. If he texts you, you don't respond. You let him wonder why he just let a queen like you leave his life. You let him realize that you were the best thing to happen to him, because you don't even want him anymore. And then you go silent, you ghost him. And then finally, after he texts you like 6 times, I don't know, 10 times, or maybe after 2 weeks, respond to his text. But don't respond if he's just like, oh, the weather's really nice outside. No. You respond when he actually gives you a plan. Meaning when he says, I realize I missed you and I feel like we should talk. That's when you respond, okay, what should we talk about? If you want him back, the only time you respond is when he actually wants to set up a plan of why you guys should get back together. If he's texting you, I miss you. Yeah, no fucking shit. Of course you miss me. I'm amazing. And it was your loss. You say nothing. Oh, why'd you like that guy's picture? Silence. Oh, how are you? Just checking in on you. Boy, you don't need to check up on me. I'm fucking amazing. So again, silence. The only time you finally respond to him is when he says, I feel like we need to talk. That's when you're like, oh, really? Go on. So again, that's what you need to do. If you're also going through a breakup and the person dumped you via text, either completely say nothing in that text when he dumps you, because if he was such a coward that he needed to text you, he doesn't even deserve a response from you. And that will make him question if you ever even cared about the relationship. Or if you do want to respond, just say, thank you so much for everything you have to say. I appreciate that. And yeah, I agree with you. It's not working out. And again, it's going to make him question everything, because I'm telling you, men expect women to go crazy after a breakup. And a lot of the times we do, including myself. It's happened to me before. Anyway, girls, I hope that helps you. But also, here's a little advice for the guys out there that are treating these ladies like shit. Next time, before you think of ignoring a girl's text, please remember that unless your pee-pee ejaculates money and vibrates like a broken washing machine, you are replaceable, sweetie, okay? So be thankful that your girl's kind enough to put your stinky balls in her mouth, because shit, that's love, bro. That's love. I hope that helps. All right. Wow. Wow, look at me. I started the podcast with crying, and here I am back to empowering women, what I love to do the most. By the way, if you're trying to feel good, the best thing you can do is try to make other people feel good. In a weird way, it actually makes you feel good. So you should try it. Okay, so Ayal asked me how to tell when you finally moved on. I think you know when you're finally moving on from somebody is when you start to think about them less and less, and you stop trying to bring up their name into every conversation. You check up on their social media less every single day. Maybe you go from a few times a day to once a day to every few days. When someone brings up their name, your heart no longer drops to the floor. I think the hardest part about moving on from someone is that whenever something good happens or something bad happens, you realize that they're not there anymore to share this with you. And I think eventually when you stop thinking about wanting to share a certain moment with them and you stop trying to plot a way for them to know about this moment, whether it's posting on social media or somehow, you know, telling somebody, hoping that person will tell them, that's when you really know that you've moved on. Ayal also asked me how to date again after a broken heart, because I'm afraid to get hurt again. Well, a philosopher by the name of Thomas Merton expressed this and said it really perfectly. He said that actually the more you try to avoid suffering, the more you suffer, because smaller, more insignificant things begin to torture you in proportion to your fear of being hurt. So actually, the one who does most to avoid suffering in the end is the one who ends up suffering the most. Does that make sense? So I think what he was trying to say is that basically getting hurt is inevitable in every relationship or in anything that you do in your life, whether it's physical or emotional or mental. It's part of life and it's part of growing. And the people who try to shield themselves the most are the ones who end up getting hurt the most, because they never got to experience anything. You have to put yourself out there. You have to know that, yes, your heart is going to keep breaking, but eventually, not only you're going to grow from that, eventually going to find the person that you were meant to be with. I'm literally so thankful I didn't end up with my first love. And no, not because he had a small dick, but because he wasn't my person. I remember a long time ago, I wrote this for myself when I still didn't know how to love myself. And you're like, oh, what does loving yourself have to do with finding someone? Well, the truth is, y'all, or anyone that's listening, when you're broken inside, you're gonna end up drawing people who are also broken inside, because we end up being a mirror of the people that we date. It's a reflection of us. And I think I've talked about it in one of my other solo episodes before, is that when you keep being so scared of getting hurt, you end up getting hurt. Your thoughts become your reality. So when you're really scared of getting cheated on again, you end up drawing somebody who's gonna end up cheating on you, because that's what you subconsciously were asking for. So I know that sometimes when I've been in a low place, I've dated men that have not been the best for me, because that's what I believe that I deserved. So when you finally work on yourself and become the best version of yourself, that's when you end up also attracting the best people out there. But I remember when I still didn't fully love myself, I wrote this down, and I wrote how sometimes we think that if someone doesn't show love the way we show love, that it's not there, but it's not true. You spend so much time thinking that people don't love you until one day you realize that they're all trying. You just don't know what it feels like. You spend so much time thinking it's everyone else until you realize that maybe it's you. Because how can you accept love when you don't really know what love is? You have to be able to love yourself first before you can open your heart to somebody else and accept theirs. The part of you that is hurt, that is sad, that feels like a lonely little child is a part of you that actually needs the most love and the most care. You have to stop criticizing yourself. You have to stop shaming yourself. Once you start showing up for yourself, you're gonna end up realizing that you can be the person your loved one deserves. Once you stop showing up to yourself and you can fall in love with yourself, you're gonna realize then exactly why everyone else is falling in love with you. You have to love yourself the same way you want someone else to love you. And you know, have you ever heard like when you love somebody so much, you tell them, I'll never leave you? Wouldn't it be nice if you start saying that to yourself? When you're finally enough for yourself, what a powerful statement is that? When you finally tell yourself, I'll never leave you. I really hope that helps. I know we're like jumping from topic to topic, but I'm just trying to answer a lot of your questions. So I hope this is all helpful. Okay, so I think next up we have ghosting, toxic friendships, and how to get over it. Shout out to our next sponsor of the day. It is Candid. You know those things that we'd love to do for ourselves, but we haven't done it for whatever reason? Well, if you've always wanted straighter teeth and a better smile, stop putting it off. Thanks to Candid, straightening your teeth is simpler and easier and more comfortable than ever. Candid clear aligners are comfortable, removable, and practically invisible, unlike wire braces. So you can transform your smile without anyone noticing. Trust me, I've done it before. Plus, your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. And it's all done from the comfort and convenience of your own home. Candid only works with orthodontists, never general dentists like other companies. Plus, your supervising orthodontist will be with you every step of the way, so you never have to wonder what's happening with your treatment. With Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plan, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. You'll always know, and I love that. The average Candid treatment is just about 6 months, so you're going to start seeing results probably way before then, and it costs thousands less than braces. So start straightening your teeth today. Right now, all my listeners can save $75 on Candid starter kits. Go to candidco.com/violet and use code violet. That's candidco.com/violet, code violet. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 in your starter kit. That's candidco.com/violet with code violet. Get the perfect smile that you're looking for today. Let's get into ghosting. A lot of you have been asking me about ghosting. I feel so silly when I say like a lot of you have been asking me. It reminds me of like, you know, girls on Instagram being like, a lot of you guys have been asking me about my skincare. A lot of you guys have been asking about my workouts, and like no one ever asks. But no, I swear some of you have been asking me about ghosting. So I've already done an episode about ghosting, but I decided to kind of brush up on it. So if you do want to check out that episode, it's called Why You've Been Ghosted. But if you don't feel like it, you can just stay on this episode. I'm kind of going to give you the cliff notes of that other episode when it comes to ghosting. Apparently, it's still happening even during a pandemic. Somehow, some of you guys are still being ghosted. But let me tell you right now, if at this moment, right now, the man you're talking to or woman is still not responding to your text, is still playing, quote unquote, playing hard to get, then they're just not that into you. At this point, there's no excuse for somebody not responding to you on their phone because they're literally not doing anything else. So open up your eyes. If they're not texting you back, they're just not that into you. Anyway, what is ghosting? Ghosting is basically the experience of having somebody remove themselves from your life. They end all contact and all communication with you without any explanation. It can happen days, weeks, or even months, or even years into a relationship, and it's actually super common. The biggest misconception is that people tend to think that the people that are always ghosting are men, but actually research found that women tend to ghost more frequently than men do. So just FYI. So then what do you do in the case that you've been ghosted? Like, do you reach out, or when do you know when to finally give up? Do you just let it go and move on? Or do you post 1,000 depressing quotes on Instagram before your mom calls you and asks you if you're okay? The first step here is to figure out why somebody ghosting you, somebody that you actually barely know, has affected you mentally and emotionally, and maybe even physically so much that it's bothering you so much that you can't handle the fact that they're no longer speaking to you. You have to figure out in your head why this other person is taking up so much space in your head and taking so much of your time and your mental health. And I'm talking about most cases. I'm not talking about the 5% of the cases when it comes to ghosting where somebody's actually a fucking asshole and they were dating you for a couple of years or a couple of months and then they just completely disappeared. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the more casual dating. Even if you've been on and off for 2 years, it was casual. And then they just stopped talking to you and you're freaking out. So most of the time, you don't actually know that person well enough to actually miss them. Yeah, I'm serious. You think you miss them, but you miss some certain feeling that they were giving you. Because most of the time, you don't actually know them that well. Trust me. What you are missing, though, is the way they made you feel and that fairy tale you start to build in your head. Whether you were lonely and it was nice to finally have somebody around, or whether they had a bunch of potential that you saw in them, or because you had a wedding to go to in 6 months and you really needed a date and you were counting on them to be there with you. You're missing that sudden interruption of all those good feelings that were starting to come around in your body. Not only did you think it was going well, you probably also told all your friends about it and everyone on Facebook, all of your mom's friends. You were just like, guys, guess what? By next year, I'm gonna be married. And now that guy is gone and you're like, fuck, what am I gonna tell all my mom's friends on Facebook? Sometimes in your brain, what you think is when somebody ghosts you, it subconsciously is telling you that you're not good enough for even a phone call or for even an explanation. It makes you think there's something wrong with you, that you're, for whatever reason, unlovable. Even though Brad, who you met on Tinder and you went on 2 dates with him and yeah, you sucked his dick, whatever, you know, life happens. And now you're like, I'm not even worth a phone call. Your balls were in my mouth and you can't even text me to tell me it's over. You're just gonna ghost me and watch my stories every day for the rest of my life? Are you serious, Brad? But yeah, for whatever reason, when somebody ghosts you, it feels like an instant punch to your gut. Because in your brain, you think everything was going well. You don't realize that somehow you were ignoring all the red flags. And then bam, the rug was pulled under your feet unexpectedly. And now you're left on the floor, dazed and confused, like, what the fuck? What just happened? Rewind. The reason we tend to miss all the red flags with these people that we were casually dating that suddenly ghosted us is because the period of dating here is much shorter. So we don't actually get the social cues of their habits changing or the reduction of time spent or the lack of eye contact or the change in their tone of voice or the change in their interaction. We're not aware of them changing their habits because we actually never got to know them well enough to even know what their habits were in the first place. That's why you keep missing the red flags when somebody ghosted you when you were casually dating them, because you don't actually know them. And I'm gonna keep repeating myself until it gets in your head that the person that you quote unquote ghosted you wasn't actually a big part of your life and you didn't actually know them and they're not worth you spending so much time in your head freaking out about why you weren't good enough for them. Guess what? They weren't fucking good enough for you. So God bless that they left you. Speaking of food, shout out to our sponsor today, which is Every Plate. Every Plate is now owned by HelloFresh, a leading meal kit company, and it's basically $2.99 per meal for 3 weeks. It's pretty crazy. So if you're trying to experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit, then Every Plate is right for you. You get the meals that you'll enjoy and your bank account will love it being delivered straight to your door. Think of this way. One meal is the same price as one cup of coffee. Every Plate dinners are the cheaper alternatives to takeout or delivery. Recipes come together in about 30 minutes. It's definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store and starting a meal from scratch. It's super easy to follow recipes and pre-portion ingredients take the stress out of dinner time. Every Plate does the meal planning, shopping, and prepping for you. And I'm not gonna lie, you guys. First, I was really skeptical. I just assumed Every Plate was gonna be super expensive, just like all these other meal kits out there. But I was wrong. And then I was kind of skeptical when I saw how cheap it was. But again, I was wrong because it's literally super delicious for a fraction of the price than all these other meal kits out there. Every Plate is up to 58% cheaper than any other major meal kits out there. So not only do you get an amazing tasty meal, but you also save a ton of money. And you know what you can do with that money? You can go buy yourself some Starbucks. I'm kidding. You can put that in a savings account. You can buy your cat a cute new outfit. That's what I did. So get 3 weeks off of Every Plate meals for only $2.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code VIOLET. So get 3 weeks off of Every Plate meals for only $2.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code VIOLET3. Once again, that's code VIOLET3. So if you're trying to get 3 weeks off of Every Plate meals and get it for only $2.99 per meal, go to everyplate.com and enter code VIOLET3. I recommend you guys try Every Plate. It's amazing and it's going to be good for your diet and it's going to be fun and easy and you'll finally be eating a real meal instead of popcorn or some junk food like I used to do. Enjoy. The issue with ghosting or what you tell yourself in your head is that you go from feelings of happiness and good to feelings of embarrassment, shame, and guilt because you've probably already told most of your friends. And that's actually a normal feeling that everyone experiences, including in breakups, not just ghosting. And by the way, if you feel like you're going through a breakup, even if it wasn't a breakup, that's still okay. You know, allow yourself to feel. And this emotion that you're experiencing, if you've ever heard of it, or if you grew up with my dad, called shame. It's this feeling where we're feeling shame of a situation that went wrong. We tend to have trouble letting go of the situation since it's human nature to want to undo a moment that makes us feel icky so we can go back to feeling good. Psychologists have even said that shame is basically the reason why we feel the need to criticize the person that hurt us or that ghosted us by talking badly about them to our friends and to criticize them and to categorize them as rude, immature, or just a fucking jerk. Because it helps you then break that fairy tale in your head that you built, thinking that there was something more to this relationship than it really was. This helps you feel better about the situation, like you're better off, and it helps you repair your self-esteem. Now, if you're wondering who ghosting affects the most, research found that ghosting is actually the most hurtful to people who have low self-esteem. And if you're like, I don't have low self-esteem, I'm a badass bitch, babe. That's okay. You can still love yourself and you can still secretly have a low self-esteem. But unfortunately, some people do tend to get so wrapped up in dating and in the relationships. Honestly, especially during quarantine, we don't have that much going on. So I feel like sometimes maybe we're putting all of our eggs in one basket right now. And all we have to look forward to is that one person we keep talking to every day because we're barely leaving our house. So then when they disappear out of nowhere, it makes you feel like, was I not good enough? And that's where your self-esteem comes into play. Because if you loved yourself enough and you felt like you were good enough for yourself, it wouldn't bother you that this person didn't care enough to talk to you anymore. It wouldn't make you think that there was something wrong with you just because they walked away. It's an actual psychological study. The people with low self-esteem also tend to release less internally generated opiates into the brain after rejection as compared to those with higher self-esteem. So that's why you end up feeling even more down than people with higher self-esteem. So in other words, low self-esteem means less ability to tolerate the pain of being forsaken or abandoned. How crazy is that? The researchers are able to actually connect our emotional pain with physical pain and with our mental health. And that's why I always can't stress enough when I tell people, you have to figure out how to love yourself before you can allow someone else to love you. It's so important because some people get into these relationships and they're like, you know, I didn't love myself, but this person taught me how to love myself. And now he loves me enough for the both of us. And that's great. But what happens if one day he walks away? You will lose everything. You'll be so heartbroken, you won't be able to get out of bed. Had you worked on yourself from the beginning, it wouldn't be as heartbreaking once they walk away, if they ever do. I'm just saying, it's important to take care of yourself first before you're able to take care of someone else. So the next question is, why do people ghost? So I'm gonna also tell you some research that I read, but I know based on my personal opinion, sometimes they're just not that into you and they don't want to hurt your feelings and they don't want to deal with conflict because maybe they're not confrontational and they just don't want to say anything. That's number one. The second reason sometimes people ghost is because they want to leave you on the back burner. It's much easier to just say nothing. And then if it doesn't work out with that other person, they can come back around and be like, oh my God, I've been so busy, blah, blah. That's one of the main reasons, in my opinion, why people ghost, because you're able to leave the door open just in case everything else doesn't work out, then you can come back around. Versus if you let somebody know, hey, I'm not interested, you're completely closing the door. And I'm telling you, we've all done it before. It sucks. It's really shitty, but not everyone is able to be this brave person that can just confront you and let you know what's wrong. Okay, so onto some research on why people ghost is in 2018, Dr. Friedman discovered that ghosting has a lot to do with how we feel about our future. She basically said there's two types of people in this world when it comes to dating. There's the people who believe that relationship is capable of growing, while there's the people who believe that there's that one soulmate for them. So individuals that have a strong destiny belief are more likely to ghost. Basically, it's individuals that have the belief of that there's a soulmates. So if they're with somebody and they realize while they're dating them or talking to them that they're not the one for them, they're going to think there's not much of a point anymore to put any more effort, so then they ghost. Those people believe that relationships are either going to work or they're not. These people don't believe it's possible for relationships to grow and to change or for attraction to deepen as time goes on. They do not have a growth mindset about romance. People who see dating that way are more likely to ghost when they decide that the person they're dating is not 100% right for them. Now, people who believe that attraction can grow and can change in good ways and who don't hold their dates up to some hypothetical ideal are less likely than to abruptly disappear on their partners. So it really has to do with the type of person you're dating. I thought that was really interesting. You know what? F it. Who gives a shit why somebody ghosted you? You know what? Let's not think about it. If anything, now let's give you some ways to help you to move on from ghosting. So the first thing you have to do when it comes to being ghosted is you have to accept the fact that you've been ghosted. You have to figure out when to take out the white flag and wave it around, and you have to know when to let go. Because if you've given it your all and there's nothing left to do, just be proud of yourself that you were capable of putting yourself out there, that you're clearly ready for commitment and something more, and how lucky that next person that you're going to meet is going to be, that you're so open to love. All you have to do now is just like wait for someone better and that's going to be worthy of your time to come into your life and actually give you what you deserve. It's always a blessing in disguise when things don't work out. You may not see it now, but trust me, eventually you will. I know with every person in the past that it didn't work out with, I'm so thankful that it didn't work out, because every month, literally every month, I'm still growing as a person and becoming better. And when I look back, I'm like, I could never date this person at this point of my life. So the second thing that you have to do is allow yourself to feel the pain. Now that you've accepted being ghosted, also accept the pain that you're going through. Don't shame yourself. Don't guilt yourself for experiencing these emotions, because they're very normal. It doesn't effing matter if you guys weren't in a real relationship. You have nothing to prove to anyone. Accept the fact that you're going through this pain. Tell yourself it's okay. Be kind to yourself the same way you try to be kind to other people, okay? Figure out how to love yourself right now when you need it the most. You're going through pain, you're hurting. Be nice to yourself. I know it sucks because it feels like you gave your time to somebody and it feels like they took you for granted. But I keep telling you that you may not see it now, but it was a blessing in disguise. It's better that you found out who they really were in the beginning than it is if you stay with them for longer and then they would have ghosted you. When it doesn't work out with someone, thank them and keep going, because there's going to be somebody else out there for you. Shout out to our last sponsor of the day. It is PayPal app. As you know, with quarantine happening and people just struggling in general, I know recently I wanted to do something nice to my fans and I sent a lot of them money via PayPal app just to kind of make their day, whether it's for their groceries or they can buy something nice to their family or just to help them with rent. And I use their family and friends tab in order for them not to get charged a fee. So things may have changed around us, but I think our inner drive to be there for the people that we care about runs deeper than ever. I think it's also really important how we've been coming together as a community and we've been empowering ourselves to make meaningful changes, from donating to a cause, uplifting a neighbor in need, or just buying from a local business. So again, I know our normal quote unquote has changed, but we're all finding new ways to connect and to continue supporting one another. So just because we started social distancing and we aren't able to spend time with friends and family, we can still connect with them through PayPal. I think it's amazing how much we're doing more than ever right now to support and advocate for underrepresented communities. So what we need more than ever right now is easy ways to support each other from afar. And that's why with PayPal app, you can send and receive money faster and easier than ever. You can stay connected with the people that you love. You can quickly and securely send money to friends and family just about anywhere in the world. Trust me, I've done it recently with a lot of you guys. You can start a money pool to split the bill. You can go in on a gift. You can start a fundraiser for a good cause. And you can also support the places and causes that you care about the most. You can make a touch-free QR code payment at your favorite local restaurant or farmer's market. You can donate to a local nonprofit or support a cause from across the country. PayPal is making it super easy for you to pay safely, quickly, and easily. So download the PayPal app today. Terms and conditions may apply. The next thing that you can do is talk to a friend. Talking about your feelings, regardless of how embarrassed you may feel, can actually help make sense of your thoughts. The thoughts are in your mind, and it allows your words and your pain to be set free. And that's literally full circle to the beginning of my podcast when I talked about the fact that I wasn't doing so well mentally a week ago. But once I talked it out with my mother and I cried it out, and once I even talked it with you guys, I already felt better. And it's the same thing. If you harbor emotions inside, the pain is just going to linger on for longer, and the person you're hurting the most is yourself. and you deserve better than that. The next thing you can do is to take care of your mind and your body, because numerous researchers show that the basic work of eating well, getting enough sleep, and getting some exercise is so important to managing psychic pain. That's when the beginning I was talking about when I was feeling depressed again, is that I forced myself to start exercising again because I know it will help my mental health. So things like yoga, mindfulness, meditation can lower the body's production of stress hormones, reduce physical and emotional strain, and even alter some of the neural pathways that cause emotional pain. It's actually crazy how much our emotions can affect our bodies. And the last thing you can do is, when you've been ghosted, is to let go. That person that ghosted you may have thought they were doing the right thing. And as much as we all say that we'd rather know the truth, maybe you'd rather not. More often than not, though, it has nothing to do with you. When somebody ghosted you, it has to do with them, whatever they're going through. So all you can do now is accept and move on. You have to know that you don't have control over that. All you have control of is how you react and how you move on. Whatever happened, you will feel better when you move on. Of course, you can do it until you're ready and you can give yourself the permission to take care of yourself and move at your own pace, not anyone else's. But as the old saying goes, the best thing to do when a horse has drowned you is to get back in the saddle as quickly as possible. It's normal to be worried about being thrown again. But when you're happily dating someone else, the ghoster will be nothing more than a ghost in your distant memory. I kind of hope that helps. So that's all that I have when it comes to ghosting. I know every story is different when it comes to ghosting. I can't fully explain to you why George or Brad or Matt ghosted you. But the whole conclusion here, that it doesn't fucking matter. If someone doesn't want to be in your life, let them go. You can't force people to love you. You can't force people to be with you. And it's not their fault that they change their mind. People are allowed to change their mind at any time, and that's life. It just means that you didn't actually have the strong foundation you thought that you had. You're missing the feelings of how they made you feel. You're missing the potential that you imagine in your head. You're missing the fairy tale that you imagine in your head. You're not actually missing this actual person that you know nothing about. That guy, Brad, that you're missing so bad, his dick is crooked. He couldn't make you come, and he sharted the other day and you just didn't realize because the TV was really loud. Okay? Do you really miss Brad that much? He wasn't that special. You have to really paint a picture of who those people really are. I know the best way for me, whether somebody didn't want to talk to me anymore or I'm getting over a breakup, the best thing that I always do is, and it's so effing petty and I'm just going to admit it, I keep an ugly photo of them in my phone. And every time I miss them, I look at this ugly ass photo of them and you're like, where do you find one? First of all, guys are suck at taking pictures because that's why we're always like, no, there's a better photo of you. It's like, no, just admit it. He's just kind of ugly. There isn't a better photo of him out there. So I take a screenshot of like whether it's a story and in the middle of the story, they're looking kind of ugly or just a random picture they posted from 2014 that I found on Facebook, whatever it is. I keep that ugly photo of them in my phone. And every time I miss them, I look at that and I'm just like, ew, how could I be crying over this stupid ugly thing? And that makes me feel better. And that's how I slowly move on. So maybe you tried to do that. I hope it helps. More information about ghosting. If this wasn't enough information, you can go on my episode, Why You've Been Ghosted. It's a lot of the same information I just gave, and there's a lot more details in there. So definitely check it out. Anyway, you guys, congratulations. We made it to the end of the episode. I can't believe that I started the episode with crying and now we're ending it with me smiling and feeling better. I honestly feel so much better that I get to release this episode. I feel proud of it. And I know I said in the beginning I was going to re-record the intro. I ended up re-recording the full-on episode. So right now, it's now Thursday. It's 5:45 p.m. and I'm about to release this episode at 6 p.m. And actually, my solo episodes are the only episodes of mine that you can get at the same week of me recording it. Because just FYI, the rest of my episodes with guests, I normally pre-record them, sometimes even months ahead of time. So when I release them, the conversation actually happened a while back. So my solo episodes are the only ones that I record the same week as I release them. And this time, because I was feeling completely down this whole week and last week, I didn't even think I was going to be able to release an episode, but I'm so happy that I did. And I'm so happy and glad that I ended up re-recording it last night and finishing it this morning and then editing it the whole day. I just feel proud of myself that I actually did something. I just feel proud of my work is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, I really do love this episode. I think maybe the last 20 minutes of the ghosting stuff please give me some feedback if you thought it was boring with all the research stuff. If you just prefer opinions instead, let me know. And I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode helped you. I just want you to know that you're not alone. If you're ever feeling down, you can always DM me and ask me for advice. I'm always here for you. Please don't forget to give me 5 stars and on the podcast reviews. It really does help my podcast, and I read all of your reviews and it makes me feel good. And if you have any more questions or want any more advice on the next episodes, just write your questions in the podcast reviews and I'll make sure to shout you out if you want me to and feature you on the next episode. I'm actually going to start interviewing some fans from the podcast as well, especially if you have a really cool story. I want to have you on my podcast. I already have the next guest of mine who's been a fan of the podcast forever. She has a really interesting life and I'm going to feature her. So yeah, I'm really happy this episode has been released. Thank you so much for listening again. I'll see you guys next Thursday. Love you. Bye.